This is Ozarks at Large. The first full season for the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, or SONA, begins Monday night, September 19th, at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Mozart, Elgar, and Tchaikovsky are included in the program. In front of the symphony, just as he was for the debut concert this spring, is Paul Haas, and he joins me on the telephone now. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you so much, Kyle. It's great to be here with you.
Is there any difference between preparing for the March 17th concert, which was not part of a full season, and this Monday, September 19th, which is? Or are they just single concerts that you have to prep for?
Well, nothing is just a concert, of course, Kyle. But I would say that they're related in that it's all part of the rolling out of the new SONA. The March 17 concert was, of course, the first time anyone had heard the new group. But really, this is also, in a way, a curtain raiser. The opening, if as it were, of our new shop. So everyone gets to see the goods for the first time. So it really, if anything, it's a continuation of that first concert, really giving people a taste of the incredible music and wonderful programming that they can come to expect from us.
So considering that it is a curtain lifter for the first full season of SONA, do you pick a program that perhaps has a bit more boost than usual?
Well, I would say that every concert has to have a boost. I would hope that I'm not going to be programming any concert that is less than extraordinary. We really need to focus on playing the music that's going to reach people's hearts and souls and minds, and tickle their emotions. You know, get love out there. Get fate out there. Get these huge, huge life questions and just problems and solutions and just get everything out there. So it's a wonderful experience for everyone.
You've said that what we in the audience experience is the third part of a process. Before that, of course, is rehearsal, and the first part is studying the score. How does that work?
Basically, what everyone probably doesn't know about being a conductor is that there are tons and tons of decisions that need to be made about how a piece is going to be played. When a composer writes a piece of music, it's a very approximate language, you know, approximately what pitch the composer wants the note to sound at. He writes down approximately how loud it is, and all sorts of other things. But really, there are so many different aspects to the way each note is played, so many different variables. And so my first job in studying the score is to figure out exactly how each one of those notes should be played, how long, how short, what the shape of the note is, what the color of the note is, what kind of emotion we want coming out of that note, and for every single note that every single instrument plays. And if you multiply the number of instruments on stage by the number of notes they all play, it's mind-boggling.
So you've studied the score, then you arrive and you have the first rehearsal. Do you have an audio expectation of what you'll hear during that rehearsal?
Oh, absolutely. As part of that score studying process, I end up with this sort of audio image in my mind, in my mind's ear, if you will. And so I'm able to, during the rehearsal, I'm able to compare what I'm hearing coming out of the orchestra with what I have in my mind. And so any discrepancy between the two, I have a decision to make. One, is it as good as or better than what I had in my mind? Because I'm not going to say that, you know, that my audio image is the be-all and end-all. There's certainly room for improvement in all of us. So if it's better than what I wanted, well, let's go with that. You know, I've got nothing against improving. But if it's not as good as what I want, if I'm not satisfied for some reason, then we have to work on it. Maybe I move in a different way that'll get them to play a different way. Maybe I have to say something to the musicians. But anyway, it's all a process of bringing what's actually coming out of the orchestra on stage in line with my expectations for what the piece is going to sound like. And it's one of the most thrilling processes ever. I would recommend it highly to anyone who can actually go into a rehearsal and see this happen. We're going to try to make that happen in the years to come, to make that process available to people, because it's just thrilling.
Now, nothing against the overture to Marriage of Figaro, Mozart, or Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, but the Elgar Cello Concerto is a beautiful piece with a wonderful history, and there will be an amazing young artist on stage as well.
Absolutely. Well, part, I can't emphasize enough how extraordinary this Sebastian Beverstam is. I heard him for the first time in New York probably 6 months ago, and he's such a young guy. And so musical. As a conductor, you're exposed to a lot of young musicians, well, old musicians as well, but just a lot of different musicians. And it's so rare to get someone who just is music. You know what I mean? He embodies what the music is saying. It's like he's a vessel. The music just pours through him, and he has no limitations in terms of technique, or there's just no angst about it all. He just does it. He is the music, and it's just glorious to listen to. So I can't wait to work with him and see what he's going to do with the Elgar, which is, of course, this evocative, emotionally rich, just gorgeous music.
The concert starts at 7:30, and of course, later in the season, there's Christmas, there's Rachmaninoff, there's 250 years with the Jazz Collective, Mahler and Beethoven, but this first concert begins Monday night, 7:30 on September 19th at Walton Arts Center. Now, as everyone remembers who was there, or talked to someone who was there, in March, there was a bit of a surprise. Obviously, you wouldn't give anything away, but when I look at the program that's Mozart, Elgar, Tchaikovsky, am I seeing everything I'm going to hear on that September 19th?
Oh, come on, Kyle. You know me well enough to know that that's, of course, not everything you'll be hearing. I've made it a goal to make sure that, at least during this first season, that we really keep you guys on your toes. So we'll have let's just say, at least one surprise on that concert.
All right,
I'm not gonna spoil the surprise by giving it away. It's gonna be really fun to see how our audience reacts to the idea that when you go to a symphony concert, you don't know what you're gonna hear. I should add that in terms of surprises, if you happen to be a Razorbacks fan. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there are any of you out there, but you should probably come to this concert.
Paul Haas is conductor, music director, and a pretty good marketer for the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. And the season opening concert is Monday night, September 19th at 7:30 at Walton Arts Center. Paul, thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thanks so much.